With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
.701 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Okay, there is now an intense manhunt, or should I say couple hunt, underway for a couple in Alston that apparently on security cameras from a business across the street caught them vandalizing a Black Lives Matter art installation bolted to a MassDOT fence. The couple had a can of spray paint, black can of black spray paint, and they were covering over the black part of the Black Lives Matter. This was caught on camera. The mayor is going, he's going apoplectic. The Boston Globe, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 10, Channel 25, the local media now wants these two people found and fully prosecuted. They want them to pay for daring to desecrate a Black Lives Matter symbol, which they say is a quote-unquote hate crime. However, in Dorchester, at St. Peter's Parish, a Virgin Mary statue has been burned and badly damaged. This is part of a larger campaign across the entire country by Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists. They are targeting now churches, synagogues, but especially Catholic churches, Catholic saints, Catholic symbols, Catholic statues, tearing them down. Churches were burned over the weekend in Florida and in California by these extremists, these radical activists, saying they are now symbols of imperialism, colonialism, and oppression, and they must all go down. And yet, barely a peep from the mayor or from the city or from the media when it comes to the Virgin Mary. Are they now trying to deify Black Lives Matter? 617-266-6868. And is it time for Middle America to say, if you can tear down statues and symbols, then your statues and your symbols need to come down as well? Let's go to Arthur in Chestnut Hill. Thanks for holding, Arthur, and welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, you know, the father of getting rid of statues was the radical president that we had that started all of this. The first time he stepped into the Oval Office and saw a statue of a bust of Winston Churchill, he says, "Get rid of that." Well, and we've been getting rid of these things ever since. And this is our history. And I don't, you know, over the July 4th weekend, as somebody who was expert on the on American history, as I was, I found out some new things that I wasn't aware of before, important things. Do you know why the Republican Party was founded in this country, Jeff?
To stop the expansion of slavery.
That's exactly right. Do they teach that in the black neighborhoods? Founded in 1854. And President Grant, whose presidency is always considered to be one of the only thing that you seem people seem to remember, is the fact that it was a corrupt presidency. But that's not quite the whole truth. To begin with, the Justice Department was founded under his presidency. He got the 15th Amendment passed, which gave voting rights to black people. And one more important factor is that I never knew this before, but there was a first Ku Klux Klan movement after the Civil War. He passed the KKK Act of 1871 and got rid of that first Ku Klux Klan movement. So Grant was considered one of the country's greatest military heroes and strategists, and yet we allow these people to do this to us. We're allowing this, Jeff. We're doing this to ourselves. We're letting our country fall apart before our eyes. And I've always said to you, we didn't nip it in the bud. And the worst action is inaction. And on it goes. They're organized. They're well-funded. They're well-backed. Look at the control they have in all their cities. They have turned around and destroyed free speech. We can't speak our piece anymore. We can't do what's right. It sounds like everything that's wrong, violence is the rule of the day, and peace-loving American citizens are just watching it back and watching their country go down the tubes.
Arthur,
I can't believe what I'm watching.
Arthur, we've honestly, seen this happen. My friend, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. I can't, because everything you just said now is the God's truth. And thank you very much for that call. Look, we're just passive. We're just watching all of this happen right in front of our eyes. And look, the left has all the momentum, all the energy, all the passion, all the fire behind them. They're on the march. They're on the march. And, you know, what's really going on here is what you're seeing now is a leftist movement that to me resembles a lot like a spoiled teenage brat. They are going to continue to throw temper tantrums. They're going to continue to harass, bully, and intimidate until they get their way. And this is the message. The message they're sending is very clear. You want the racial civil unrest to end. You want the coronavirus and the pandemic and the lockdowns to end. You want this anarchy and chaos and all-out assault to end. Just take out the orange man. Just don't vote for Trump in November. Give us full power, and then we're fine. We're going to then decide to wind this thing down. So they're trying to hijack and blackmail America into essentially overthrowing this president from power. That's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with race or race relations or George Floyd. They don't give a damn about George Floyd. This is about subjugation and conquest. They want to completely erase and rewrite our history because they want to erase and rewrite our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our present, and our future. This is what they want. For a socialist revolution to succeed, you have to purge and destroy your country's history. And that's what they're doing right in front of our eyes. 617-266-6868. Bob in Boston. Thanks for holding, Bob, and welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Jeff.
Hi, Bob.
My question is to Marty Walsh in the city council. Do you want all white people out of Boston and to stay out of Boston? That's my question to them. Because they have a double standard on the reporting of crime, on the destruction of symbols. Is that what they want?
Bob, to be very honest with you, the answer is yes.
I 100% agree. I live in Boston. I tell my friends, get out now. The people don't realize it, but Boston is dead. Newbury Street ain't coming back. Boylston Street ain't coming back. Downtown Crossing, gone. People aren't going to go into Quincy Market anymore. What, to get beat up and pounded out in the parking lot and then nobody cares? It's not going to happen, Marty. You ruined the city.
Bob, thank you very much for that call. Look, and the thing about Marty is I think deep down he knows it. Look, he's an old white male in a party that despises white men. In fact, old white men, but white men. Frankly, now whites. Forget the men part. It's not just whites. And he's got Michelle Wu. She's now breathing down his neck. You've got Ayanna Pressley now breathing down his neck. Look, he knows his days are numbered. The writing is on the wall. And that's why he wants Biden to desperately win. Biden's his buddy. Biden's his friend. So he may be looking for a job in a Biden administration. Because I'll tell you this, Black Lives Matter does not want the white mayor. Doesn't have to be a black mayor, but they don't want a white mayor. And no matter how much Walsh tries to appease them, they're going to take him out. 617-266-6868. Jake in Gloucester. Thanks for holding, Jake, and welcome.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff, you made a good point last hour, which I want to continue. And I want to make two points. So I want to make the first point right now. You know, people don't know this. People who follow the Islam religion or the people that are Muslims, most of them don't even know this, that Muhammad, their God, their founder, their wonderful hero, was a pedophile. Many, many, many hundreds of girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, he raped. People don't even realize that. The guy was a piece of garbage, and this whole religion is based on a piece of garbage like that. You know, the biggest problem we have, Jeff, in this world...
Jake, can you hold on? Jake, I'm going to let you finish, I promise. I'm up against a news break. The biggest problem we have in this world, we're going to pick it up from there, more with your calls. Don't touch that dial. .718 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, let's go back to Jake in Gloucester. Jake, so you were saying the real fundamental issue is, and then we had to go to break.
The real problem with this world, Jeff, is ignorance. Aided and abetted by the corrupt media. And one last thing, Jeff, and you hit it before. The corrupt media, I think, is aiding and abetting a communist Marxist overthrow of the government. Can President Trump, very shortly, he's got to do something. He's got to declare this organization a terrorist organization. If the president went on national TV, Jeff, and laid down what their philosophy is, all the average person has to do is look at the website, look at what they want to do. And, you know, you can name 10 things. And all 10 things, the average American would say, we can't support that. So the corrupt media is hiding that. If you and I and the president had 90% of the media for us, they would never, ever get elected. Biden would lose by a landslide. But the corrupt media enables all of this. It enables this stuff, and it's going to continue to do that. We got the fight of our lives on here, Jeff, the fight of our lives.
I agree. Jake, thank you very much for that call. Look, the media is now all in on overthrowing the president. And they don't want you to know what the Black Lives Matter manifesto is. It's on their website. They call openly, nakedly, to get rid of police, to get rid of all prisons, to abolish the prison system, to get rid of the nuclear family. You know, a mom and dad, and that, no, that to them is a form of oppression and racism. So they literally want to abolish the family. They want to overthrow, quote unquote, capitalism and the free market system. They're nakedly a Marxist socialist movement. Never mind how they believe that whites are inherently evil and bad, and that Jews are behind a conspiracy to control America and keep black people down. They champion violence. They champion revolution. This is all there on their website. This is not, you know, I'm not talking about some fringe guy here, some person on the street there. This is what their movement is fundamentally about. That's why when they say quote unquote systemic racism or quote unquote systemic oppression, which by the way means nothing, if you noticed, it's a very vague phrase. There's no, there's nothing specific about it. What they mean is every institution in America, our culture, our traditions, our history, our nation is illegitimate. And it needs to be fundamentally dismantled and changed in a revolution. Now, they don't want you to know any of that. Because 90% of the American people would say these people are nuts. And it would be Trump in a landslide against Biden. Because Black Lives Matter now owns Biden and owns the Democratic Party. So now it's just suppress, suppress, sweep under the rug. Now it's coronavirus 24/7. And the reason why it's coronavirus 24/7, they're going on about the greatest number of cases in the one-day history of cases in Florida. You know, so many people are getting the coronavirus. Well, yeah, they're all going to the beach. Well, yeah, they're all going outside. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of cases. What they're not telling you is that the overwhelming number of people who are contracting COVID-19 are young. That they don't want to tell you. So now, guess what? What do you think the recommendation is now? Now the recommendation is, you guessed it, another re-lockdown. Now, because it's afflicting Texas and California and Florida, and I want you to think about this. California, Texas, and Florida, that's over 100 million people. That's the heart of the American economy. You knock those three states out, you start forcing them to have lockdowns or to have re-lockdowns, you've just crippled and decimated what's left of the American economy. And you do that, there's no way Trump can win. Absolutely no way Trump can win. So it's starting. Chicken Little is now already saying maybe it's time for a lockdown. They should at least pause the reopenings. But now others on the coronavirus task force are getting even more brazen. Listen now to one of the people on the coronavirus task force. He was making the rounds on the weekend talk shows. Admiral Brett Girard saying, you know what? Should we have another full lockdown? Well, listen to him. Roll cut 11, Christian.
But is it time to consider more stringent lockdowns in those states?
Mm-hmm. You know, everything should be on the table.
Yep.
What we model are the most important interactions are closing bars. If you're in a red state, I mean, like a red state, red meaning you have a lot of transmission, closing bars is an important thing. Limiting the capacity of restaurants is an important thing. These are two measures that really do need to be done. They really do need to be done. Mask wearing in public, in order for us to reverse this problem, we need about 90% of people in those really hot areas to wear masks when they're in public.
And so, you know, bars, restaurants, masks, but no, it's all on the table now. No, it's time for another full lockdown. And you knock out Florida, you knock out Texas, you knock out California, you basically knock out the heart and soul of the American economy. It's just a fact. One of the three most populous states with a lot of jobs, you close everything down. If we're not in a Great Depression already, it'll tip it into a Great Depression. And then it's bye-bye Trump's reelection. So now it's keep the fear going. Now it's Project Fear nonstop. Now it's just the graphics and the number of people getting the coronavirus and the global numbers and the death toll and sky is falling and keep everybody indoors and no conventions or have them be virtual conventions. This keeps Biden in the basement. No rallies. And this prevents Trump from having his rallies where he can feed off the energy and the momentum. So this way you put the president in a straitjacket and you get to keep Biden in the basement where he cannot have any attention put on him or the spotlight on him so people can see what a senile puppet, what a deranged old man he has become. Dementia Joe. So for them, this is a perfect storm. And they have to keep the fear going now for 4 more months. But don't let anyone know who and what Black Lives Matter really is. 617-266-6868. I'm going to take more of your calls. Don't touch that dial. .732 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Okay, my friends, two acts of violence, or should I say two acts of vandalism, two very different responses. on Thursday night in Alston, a couple was caught on camera using a can of black spray paint to paint over a Black Lives Matter art installation that was bolted to a Massachusetts Department of Transportation fence. Marty Walsh has now called it a hate crime. The media is in an uproar, and there is an intense manhunt underway to get both the man and the woman allegedly involved. In fact, police say through the help of surveillance cameras, they believe they have ID'd the male perpetrator, and they're going to throw the book at him. On Saturday night, as part of a larger campaign of terror across the country against religious symbols, churches, religious icons, the Virgin Mary statue at St. Peter's Parish in Dorchester was burned.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Deliberately burned. The head, the upper body was burned, desecrated, damaged, badly damaged. Marty Walsh issued a statement saying he's against hate against any religious faith and basically fix the statue and leave us alone. So you now see a tale of two acts of vandalism. Black Lives Matter, it is blasphemous to in any way damage a symbol of BLM or vandalize a symbol of BLM. But if you want to burn down churches, you want to go after Jesus, you want to go after Mary statues, no problemo, baby. 617-266-6868. You can text us, WRKO, so we know it's for us. Whatever your message is, to the text line 7470-70470, or you can email me. This is from Catherine. Jeff, when we go to war in defense of a foreign country, we go after the state sponsors of terrorism. In our own civil war, the state sponsors of terrorism are the Democrat Party. They are the blue, aka Democrats Lives Matter, who are a violent terrorist group. Until we face it and willing to act on it, we are doomed. That's a very interesting point, Catherine. That is a very, very interesting point. This is another really good email. Jeff, MassDOT is state property. What makes it art? Meaning that, that Black Lives Matter installation. What makes it art? It's Marxist propaganda. Why are Democrats creating a climate of hate? Black Lives Matter is not a civil rights organization. In fact, it's a hate movement. A Marxist, anti-white, anti-Semitic, anti-American terrorist movement. And in my view, it now needs to be labeled as such. 617-266-6868. And trust me when I tell you this. I've got a story coming up for you. Ay, ay, ay. If that's not terrorism, I don't know what is. Bob in Raynham. Thanks for holding, Bob, and welcome.
Yes.
Hi, Bob.
So I listen to your radio show every morning, and I enjoy it very much. And
Thank you, Bob. But
I think that we're missing the boat as far as we need you and people like you to organize us to get our voices out there, to get a march on, say, Beacon Hill or wherever, to show that there is opposition to this movement. Because if we remain silent, these guys are going to run us down. But we need you and others like you to organize it, because we don't have the pulpit.
Well, you know, Bob, we're going to work, I think, on a major rally. I'm looking at the status of that bill to end qualified immunity for police officers. And I believe that may be the breaking point. So they've had to postpone a vote and postpone a vote. They postponed it again on Saturday. They're reconvening today at the state Senate at 11 a.m. So it looks like they have the votes. We shall see. But I'm monitoring that very closely. The state house has a very similar bill. Baker has given every signal he's going to sign it. So we're going to see if they pass the bill. If they pass the bill, then I'm going to call for a massive mother of all rallies to put as much pressure on Baker and to let everybody in this state know we're not going to go down without a fight.
So also, as you know, our vote in Massachusetts for president really means nothing. But if we could somehow have that large rally and make it, get it to national attention and show that, look at in this blue state, all of these people are, you know, pro-Trump and pro-America and pro our founding fathers, et cetera, I think we could really make a national impact.
I agree, Bob. And Bob, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. Mike in Newton. Thanks for holding, Mike. And as always, welcome.
Thanks very much, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Very well. Jeff, I wonder if we had cameras at that church where that incident took place. Are there cameras there?
I don't. My understanding is there aren't, Mike.
Yeah, it figures. I want to know where Cardinal Yuan is. He is a cardinal. He's a voice, a very strong voice in the Archdiocese of Boston. He should be on the pulpit, talk about pulpits. He should be banging the pulpit, demanding Mayor Walsh investigate, find out who these thugs are, and bring them to justice. But you see, Jeff, Cardinal Yuan has no courage. In the establishment, they have no courage. They don't have voices like you to speak out, and you have for a long time. I'm surprised you're still hanging in there. The fact of the matter is, those are the voices that should be outraged, should be speaking out against this, shouldn't be tolerated. Let me ask you a question, Jeff, a hypothetical. If someone threw a brick through that Holocaust memorial, I would say that should be absolutely dealt with. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, that's a hate crime. No question about it.
That's a hate crime. In fact, it was desecrated one time. They do it to a Catholic symbol. They get away with it. Because quite frankly, I don't think we have the courage to stand up to them. I really don't. You do. I don't know if I do, but basically people go on with their lives and it just goes by the wayside. They're not outraged. Black lives, they're outraged. They've been on the street since Floyd was murdered, day in and day out. Whether you like it or not, they're expressing their hate, you know, their outrage. And one other thing, Jeff, about Trump and the campaign. An insider told me, he said he canceled that thing in Portsmouth because of lack of interest. I think he's losing his mojo, Jeff.
Oh, you think?
What do you think?
Okay, now, Mike, this is very interesting because this is what some people, that's John Kasich, in fact, made that argument that it really wasn't the weather. I know the weather changed over the weekend, but right, there was the forecast of, you know, this potential hurricane coming up and it was going to batter New England in the Northeast. And so as a weather warning got stronger and stronger, they canceled. But you don't think it was the possibility of bad weather. You think it's because there wasn't going to be a big crowd.
I believe, yeah, absolutely that was the case. And they wouldn't tell you. His boy there up in New Hampshire, I forget his name, but, you know, he was on expecting 10,000 people. I don't think they got 2,500. And Donald Trump is talking about opening schools in the face of the rise in the pandemic. I mean, he's on the opposite sides of everything. I mean, it doesn't sit right with people. I really believe he's losing his mojo. We better pick it up.
Interesting. Thanks. Interesting. Mike, thank you very much for that call. Do we have time to play the Kasich cut? Okay, here. Now, this is what John Kasich said over the weekend. Roll it, Christian.
That is exactly why we made this. Yeah, he's losing momentum. And, you know, the thing about Tulsa that was interesting, Aaron, I just saw a few of the clips. You saw people like looking at their watches, and people were yawning and reaching across. And, you know, I'd say 4 years ago, people were kind of transfixed by this show. But the show's winding down. And they canceled because they weren't going to get the crowd. And
so, in other words, the reason why he's claiming that they canceled had nothing to do with the weather. They just weren't going to get an impressive crowd size. Now, either that's because of the coronavirus and the upsurge, or his support is starting to slowly diminish. So, to me personally, I think it was the weather. I think he was going to have a huge crowd. But now the word is out there. Look, people sense blood in the water. And that's why now they're going after the president. They think he's going down, and he's going down hard. Agree, disagree, more with your calls next. .749 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, a lot of reaction from the John Kasich cut, basically dancing on Trump's President Trump's political grave, saying that he had to cancel the rally in New Hampshire, not because the weather was going to be bad, because he couldn't fill it up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That he's losing momentum. He's losing energy. And his support is now dropping like a stone. A lot of you profoundly disagree. You can text us WRKO, whatever your message is, to 7470-70470. Or you can email me. This is from Larry. Jeff, John Kasich is a rhino Trump hater. They can't make up their minds. We took all the tickets to keep Trump supporters from the rally. No, Trump canceled because no one was interested in the rally. Look at the crowds he drew last Friday on July 3rd at Mount Rushmore. If President Trump was falling in popularity, the left would not be so desperate to silence him. You know, Larry, that is an absolutely brilliant spot on point. Now, I know that they did it on TikTok and other websites, that they bought up a lot of the tickets, liberals, anti-Trumpers, to the Tulsa rally, and they were doing the same thing to the New Hampshire rally. So everyone thinks, oh my God, we're going to have like a million people, and they've bought up all the tickets, and none of the Trump supporters can show up, as a way to disrupt and interfere and block and obstruct his campaign, to subvert his campaign. But I got to tell you, in my view, I think the campaign is now shifting. The more to the left Biden goes, the stronger Trump is going to get. Just my opinion. 617-266-6868. To show you now how sacrosanct the Black Lives Matter movement has now become. I kid you not. Listen to Big Bird Bill de Blasio. Listen to Big Bird. Saying, in New York City, we are going to ban large gatherings of every group. I don't care. Churches, synagogues, it doesn't matter what. Except for one. Only one. Doesn't matter if there's the coronavirus. Doesn't matter if there's an uptick or an upsurge. This group, they can gather as big and as often and as long as they want. Roll cut 20, Christian.
Outdoor concerts, and it means things like parades, you know, things that here in the city can mean not just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. It's just not time for that now.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But we understand at this moment in history, people are talking about the need for historic changes. I mean, today in New York City, you know, recognizing the power and the meaning of the message Black Lives Matter, which we did in front of Trump Tower today. This is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that.
So in other words, no parades, no concerts, no outdoor religious gatherings, no protests against the lockdown, no rallies in favor of Trump. No, that's all banned. However, if it's Black Lives Matter, quote, this moment of historic change, unquote, hey, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, come on down, baby. Huh? I mean, it's just, it's just they're throwing it in our face. Now, the same mayor, who, by the way, was part of a major scandal with the governor with those nursing homes, in which thousands and thousands of frail elderly people were decimated, killed, because they deliberately sent infected COVID-19 patients back into the nursing homes, went out onto the streets with a pack of Black Lives Matter supporters, and they went on Fifth Avenue right in front of Trump Tower, and they spray painted a mural on the street, Black Lives Matter. And they did it deliberately to taunt, ridicule, humiliate the President of the United States. Roll cut 19, Christian.
The idea the only responsibility a corporation has is with shareholders.
No, that's Biden. Cut 19.
That's simply not.
No, that's a different cut. Cut 19.
When I announced that we would be doing this here, President Trump said that we would be denigrating the luxury of Fifth Avenue. Let me tell you, we are not denigrating anything. We are liberating Fifth Avenue. We are lifting Fifth Avenue. We are saying Black Lives Matter in New York City and Black Lives Matter in the United States of America. Let's show Donald Trump what he does not understand. Let's paint it right in front of his building for him.
I mean, it's unbelievable. By the way, he wasn't wearing a mask. Many of the people, you could see it on camera. He wasn't wearing a mask. Many of those people there weren't wearing a mask, and they sure as hell weren't social distancing. So he was violating his own mask mandate and Governor Cuomo's mask mandate. Okay? But let that go. Let that one go. You want to talk about a cheap political stunt? To stand there, basically they're trying to accuse the president of being racist, saying, here, we're going to paint it right in front of Trump Tower. By the way, they're going to make the street look like garbage. That's number one. You're just bringing down the value of everything in the area. But let that go. We're going to ram it right down your throat. Right in front of your headquarters, we're going to paint Black Lives Matter. We're going to let you know we're coming here to not only defeat you, but to conquer you. And this from the same clown, where you've got now an increase of 400% in violent crime and shootings and homicides? People are being, they're dropping like flies. Here, just yesterday, 15 hours, 15 shootings. Last weekend, 44 shootings, 8 dead. Shootings through the roof, homicides, murders through the roof, violence through the roof. A New York City cop tried to make an arrest. A mob descended upon him and literally put the cop in a headlock. In a headlock. Police officers now, by the hundreds, retiring, resigning, walking off the job. They just cut $1 billion from the New York Police Department budget. A billion, my friends. Crime, robberies, burglaries, you name it, rapes, murders, it's all going up. There's a huge crime wave now overtaking a city. And this guy has got the time to spray paint a mural of Black Lives Matter and stand there and say, we're going to show it to the president. That racist, we're going to show it to him. This is what happens when you elect as mayor a guy who honeymooned in Nicaragua. In Nicaragua. With his Marxist communist wife, because he believed in the Marxist revolution in Nicaragua. Okay? So, if you want, now, what they're doing to New York, they're going to do to the whole country if Biden gets elected. This is what's coming. It's called Red November. This is what's coming. Communist Red November. This is what's coming if Biden wins. 617, they're going to be spray painting Black Lives Matter right on the White House. 617-266-6868. Rob in the car. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Jeff, on the offense 24-7, 7 days a week. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Hey, listen, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, let's make sure Marty Walsh brings the zip codes out in Boston. And let's go after those zip codes that are really lit up, you know, like Eastie, Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan, Hyde Park. Marty, please explain why only these zip codes are lit up with the Chinese communist killer there, you know. But, Jeff, let's get serious again. Here we go again with the cloaking. All the people are cloaking again. These are communists, okay? It's about ideology, not about color. And here's the battle, Jeff. We've got to pick sides. And all you people that were calling in, and Jeff's got to do this, and Jeff's got to do that, wrong. You got to do it. You got to get your families to show up at these rallies to make sure that these kids have an opportunity to live in the United States of America. Not Jeff Kuna. He's got a job. Okay, folks? So stop sitting on the sidelines and stop being weaklings and worry about what people are going to say about you. They hate you already, so let's cut the crap, will you?
Rob, thank you very much for that call. We all got to do something, my friends, all of us. Okay, I'm going to continue to take your calls, but I've got a story for you. 60 seconds.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.